Okay, let's talk about the money. This is a sensitive area and is always quite difficult to gauge how much people get paid, because quite often you'll be out on doing your job and someone doing exactly the same job as you can either be earning a large amount more or a large amount less for exactly the same position. So it just depends on what kind of contract that you get, or if you're a staff job, it's sort of what level of, like, did you come in at? Because quite often when you're in staff, the pay increases are quite gradual and incremental. But when you move between companies, that's when you can start getting jumps in your pay. And that's based on your timing, how well that you apply for a job when they particularly need people during their feast or famine time, for example. But if you're on contract, then it's definitely just about demand at that time. Like, if they don't have enough people, they can may even pay you double for you to go out on a job. I mean, regularly is not double, but it's a dramatic amount higher just to make sure that they have a certain amount of staff or people needed for that job at a particular time. Now, this is definitely the case for service companies, and I'd say service companies make up like the majority of the industry. If they have lots of projects on at exactly the same time, and that can easily happen, then they'll be desperate for people, and that's the times where your money's dramatically higher. And I also have a few examples below of sometimes when it's crazy money. You'll read that a bit further down. Sometimes there's just ridiculous money out there where it's like four times the normal wage just because of some factors. So have a little read on and you'll get an idea of the pay and how it works.